with SRN News. I'm John Scott. As 2023 draws to a close,
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, Happy New Year!
At a Times Square dress rehearsal, workers practice the countdown to test the giant crystal ball that will be lowered on New Year's Eve. Countdown Entertainment President Jeffrey Strauss says this year will introduce a new feature for the ball drop.
Relighting the ball at 12:04 with a special bow tie pattern that we created with our friends at Fountain Blue that reflects the bow tie of Times Square. And we're going to be celebrating. The ball's going to go back up and come back down where it will rest right above 2024. And you'll see both together where you can come down any time of the year to see the ball.
And New York police have a plan in place for security despite ongoing protests tied to the Israel-Hamas war. Also at SRNNews.com, there are new threats from the head of North Korea.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un vowed to launch three additional military spy satellites, produce more nuclear materials, and introduce attack drones in 2024. State media also says he called for overwhelming war readiness to cope with U.S.-led confrontational moves. Kim's comments made during a Workers' Party meeting to set state goals for next year suggest he'll intensify a run of weapons tests ahead of the 2024 presidential election. Observers say Kim believes a boosted nuclear capability would give him another chance for high-stakes diplomacy with the U.S. to win sanctions relief if former President Trump returns to the White House. I'm Shelley Adler.
And on Wall Street, no trading tomorrow due to the New Year's Day holiday. Trading will resume on Tuesday. This is SRN News. A challenge to America's churches.
Sports gaming is taking the nation by storm, and addiction experts say it's only a matter of time before a new wave of gambling addicts begins to crash upon America's shores. Janet Jacobs of Gambling Recovery Ministries tells Christianity Today that churches should be preparing themselves right now, adding that, quote, there really is very little in terms of faith-based outreach to problem gamblers and their loved ones. Some predict the gambling problem will rival the opioid epidemic. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The battle over religious freedom continues in Minnesota. Attorneys for a woman who was denied emergency contraception in 2019 have told the Minnesota Court of Appeals that the Christian pharmacist who refused to fill the prescription discriminated against her. A lawyer for the pharmacist says his client was acting on his religious beliefs. Last year, a jury ruled in favor of the pharmacist. This is SRN News. China has appointed a new defense minister after months of uncertainty following the firing of his predecessor for unexplained reasons.
Indications of a possible crackdown within China's People's Liberation Army emerged last August when the then Chinese defense minister Li Shangfu disappeared from public view. In October, he was abruptly removed from his role without explanation and only replaced in post on Friday. Now, four generals from the Army's Strategic Missile Force have been ejected from the country's parliament. No reason has been given, though expulsion from the Congress strips members of their immunity from prosecution.
BBC correspondent Celia Hatton. Chinese President Xi Jinping says China will be reunified with Taiwan during his televised New Year's address, renewing Beijing's threats to take over the self-ruled island. More details at SRNNews.com.